Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to unleash your creativity and embrace your life on the Annie Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? It's also my mom's birthday, and though she's left this earthly realm, her love, her strength, her support, her humor, her wisdom, it all still propels me through my life, my work, my deeds, my compassion. So we'll celebrate with some of her favorite songs, some of yours, listener requests. We'll talk about creativity and how unleashing it can not only help you personally and maybe professionally, but also help give you the energy to make those political and social changes that we're all talking about. We'll take on the cultural cacophony, maybe in measured doses, though I'll leave the heavy lifting to that to another show. We'll talk to you, though, about a documentary I just saw, very powerful, and it really underscores the importance of mothers in our lives. That's all coming up. I'd love to get you in the mix, too. You're listening live. It is Tuesday, October 16th. It's 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central. 3 o'clock here in the East, our number in motion, 347-857-4505. In Podcastlandia, you know, Twitter's a 24-7 proposition, so live on podcast, chime in when it works for you at AB Writes. Should you be listening live, the entire cornucopia, it is the season for that, the autumn, right, of social media platforms are available. Along with Twitter, you have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box, so have at us whatever way works for you. Show today is brought to you in part by Old Navy. It is indeed time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. And by Panera, the way food should be, now delivered. Also our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, 24/7. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust, occasionally raucous roundtables. So what do you say? You grab yourself a cup of Joe, a jolt of Joe of some kind, for comfort, for warmth, for energy. Let's go. Embrace this lovely day. Opening things up with Bill Withers. Welcome aboard. It is the AB Beth Arkowitz Show. Happy birthday, Mom.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Always seems to know the way.
No one messes with Ma.
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
The buzzer told the monkey you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Yeah, a little kick in the pants of the universe and all the humans roaming around this earthly realm. Straighten up and fly right. Nat King Cole on the Amy Beth Arkoe Show. Nat King Cole, one of my mom's favorite artists. I got a couple more of his songs coming up. Manhattan Transfer 2, an operator making connections to the heavens. And lovely day from Bill Withers, honoring my mom on her birthday. Susan Arkoe, she was a great lady. And she used to say, it's your life, Cookie. Make the most of it. Be grateful. Remember, everybody's got something, their burden that they're carrying, and always be kind. I try, Mom. I try every day to do all of those things. And be good to yourself, too, she would say. Entitle yourself to more. Tell yourself to what you want in your life. And she knew how important writing was to me and creative endeavors were to me. She loved this radio show. She loved everything I did, every little thing I did. She was very encouraging and very supportive. And not everybody has a mom like that, and I miss her every day, but I had her into middle age, and so many people miss their moms and don't ever get to have that much time with their moms. I just really was very lucky, so I am very grateful indeed. Saw this documentary just on HBO last night, and I recommend it. It's called The Sentence. It's about this woman who had a very minor role in a drug ring and was sentenced to 15 years in prison, and basically she got involved with an ex-boyfriend who it turned out had been murdered. He was part of this drug ring. Years before, she was initially charged, it looked like, and the film is murky on exactly all the details of the, how the charges came about, charged with being part of this conspiracy. But then they were dropped, the state charges and the federal charges. She wound up turning her life around. She had no real involvement. She just lived in the house with this guy and some other people that were dealing these drugs. And then she found somebody else, got married, and by the time the knock came on the door again and they arrested her, she had three children, three young daughters. One was a baby, and they sentenced her to 15 years. She eventually got out after 9, I think, with clemency from President Obama in 2016. But the film is done by her brother, Rudy Valdez, and it documents the hellish nature of this whole imprisonment and what it did to not just her, but her family, her young kids, her husband. Her marriage was in tatters. They wound up getting divorced, as you can imagine. And the children, they saw her very rarely because she was transferred from one prison to another, and it was pretty far from where they lived in Michigan. That's heartbreaking. I recommend it wholeheartedly. You need to watch this film. If you don't get HBO, it's been showed in limited release in theaters, festivals, and at the Sundance Festival, where it was discovered. You probably can get it on demand as these things go, but it's really an important film, and it really is about those mandatory minimum sentences, which I know are under scrutiny now, and I thought they were being tossed out, and then I'm not so sure where Jeff Sessions stands on all of this, as you know. I don't want to get too much into politics, but it's just... it's an injustice, the justice system sometimes, and who gets to serve these hefty sentences and why. Makes no sense to me. Her involvement was so minimal. If she deserved any sentence, it certainly wasn't that hefty a one. And, you know, it's not just the minimum sentencing or the mandatory minimum sentencing, that's under scrutiny here. It's also prosecutorial discretion. Why do they charge her? They charge her initially and drop the charges. Why do they resurrect the charges? I don't know. They didn't go into that in the film. And that is disturbing, to say the least, because the point of justice, you've got to balance justice with mercy, and you've got to take the whole picture into account. And, you know, I'm thinking my mom is saying, you know, yeah, you should have gone to law school. She used to tell me that. You know, you'd be a great lawyer, you have a big mouth. And I would have been one of those rallying pro bono lawyers for sure. And my dad was a lawyer. My grandfather was a lawyer, you know. But I chose a different, more creative path. But here I am. In any event, but I do have that sense of righteousness here, and what's right is right, and it's an injustice what was done to that family, not just to this woman, and so many people. She is emblematic of so many other people. So check out that movie. You can call The Sentence. It's very powerful. It's on HBO. I think you can probably get it on download or video or whatever it is these days, too. So check it out, because I think it's an important film. And if you have anything to say about that, by all means, reach out. Whatever you want to say, by the way. Twitter feed is AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself listening live on Tuesday, October 16th, we also have the Facebook page and the Pop in the chat box open. So there you go. And as I said, my mom was always encouraging me to pursue my creative endeavors. And I'm always encouraging other people to do that. It's how you pay things forward, as they say. We'll talk about the Inspiration to Action Challenge and our success stories, too. Just a couple. But first, let's embrace it with Cat Stevens and one of my unofficial theme songs. Go ahead, sing out. You got time? You can do it. I'm the Amy Beth Arkwich.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You only need to know. Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, but there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you, but there's a million things to do, you know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You only Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, you know that there are, you know that there are, you know that there are. You know that there are.
Well, write it down, people. Write it down.
Well, I can remember like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish, like a little child at play. But oh, how lovers change. I never dreamed out easily. For now I'm just a shadow of the boy I used to be. Oh yeah, yeah. And when I write the book about my
Theme songs, the Inspiration to Action Challenge, Elton John and writing, celebrating his long-standing collaboration with lyricist Bernie Taupin. Also, Rockpile, when I write the book, and Cat Stevens, the other unofficial Inspiration to Action Challenge theme song, Sing Out. You gotta sing out, indeed. It is the Annabeth Arkowitz Show. We're celebrating my mom, Susan Arkowitz's memory, with some of her favorite songs and all her inspiration. Boy, oh boy, was she so generous to me in so many ways and so encouraging. She loved every little thing I did and was so encouraging about my writing and my creativity, and I'm paying it forward as much as I can, as best I can, with my students and clients and friends. And so gratified when the Inspiration to Action Challenge works for folks like Bonnie in Westport, who has actually become a coaching client and friend, and we've actually met face-to-face. Can't do that with everybody, but she lives fairly close to me. And she wrote a very great letter a while back where she said, I've been doing the challenge for over a year and a half now, and it's helped me in unexpected ways. It helped me re-embrace something I never thought I'd get back, my artistic spirit. And I am now creating visual artwork and poetry again. Never thought that would happen. You're right, the journaling helps. I do it every day. It helps me process emotions and make positive changes. And I am so, so grateful. Well, thank you, Bonnie. As you know, we're going to get together again. And I certainly want to help you salute your talents if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked, because you deserve the accolade. You're also spurring each other on, and that's what we're here for. So if you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one's always on me. Give me a week or so to connect, and we'll do it. The website is amybetharkawy.com. Reach out, and we will push in that right direction if we can. Hey, while you're at the website, you can peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon mysteries, some other goodies up for grabs. Again, Mom loved all of it. And you can also chime in with your guest suggestions and your big story in Forgotten 45 requests.
Indeed.
Got one now. I know Mom loved this song, and Melanie also loves it. It's called What a Wonderful World, a classic from Louis Armstrong. You know it. I know you do. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Let's fall in love.
though it shocks him, I know. Why ask if Shad do it? Way to bring me Shad and Row in shadow shows. English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Mother, she's needed in the kitchen.
Never fall in love again.
45 for Hallie. Thanks for tagging along for the ride and those lovely, kind words via Twitter. Also, Dion going it alone, plucking one from the very hefty Burt Bacharach Hal David songbook, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. I know, I said that myself too. And a few my mom loved, Nat King Cole, L-O-V-E, Lady Ella doing the Cole Porter classic, Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, and theme song for the ages, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. Take that to the bank. All the bad, all the divisiveness, there's still more good in the world. That was Mom's philosophy, and I share it. Got to break through, just break through the negativity and find good where you can. And where there is bad and you can make changes, make them. And that's where voting would come in. Mom would certainly want us all to register and vote and exercise that. So check your voter registration. Some of them have already passed in some states. I know we've been posting on social media for the last few weeks. I hope you still have time or you did it. In your state, some have unlimited. Some of them you can actually vote on the day of, and they should really all do that. But you got to go follow your own state's regulations. I know there's all kinds of sob stories regarding people being kicked off the rolls and all kinds of nasty stuff going on. But do the best you can, and we'll talk more about that in future shows for sure. Twitter feed 80 rides, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you be listening live on Tuesday, October 16th, also the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box are available. Around the horn we go. Cara chiming in on Twitter. What a great tribute for your mom. She did a great job with you for sure. I know she's proud somewhere. I hope she is. I know she did a great job for me all her life, and I still feel her generosity and her love and her support and her strength pulsate through me. So I'm trying my best, Cara. I really am too. Live up to that great legacy of my mom and my dad, too. So I really appreciate those kind words indeed. Dondi says, hey, great mix of music for your mom. Great tribute, great kind words. Appreciate it. Thank you. Pearlie, love the show, AB, as always. Special wishes for you on this day. I know it's bittersweet. Your mom would be proud. Yes, Pearlie, thank you so much. And Sam says, talking about that film we were talking about, the documentary, The Sentence, he says, Cindy Shank did literally everything she could to keep herself and her children safe. She never dealt or did the drugs, nor she didn't facilitate dealing or doing of the drugs for others. Yet she was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Nonetheless, this is not justice. It cannot be. Wow, I agree with you so much, Sam. See that movie, as we talked about earlier, it's called The Sentence. Powerful, poignant, and Cindy is one woman and one family that was so devastated by this, and thank goodness she's out now and she can be with her kids, but she was separated from them for 9 very important years, they can't get that back. And her marriage was in tatters, and her ex-husband tried his best to keep things together too. And she had her family, her parents, her brothers and sister who helped as best they could. But it's a shame. There really should have been a different way and a better way. And there are a lot of other people like her. Rudy Valdez is her brother, who was a documentarian, and what a beautiful film this is. But something's got to be done. Something's got to change for sure. And this movie, and it looks like art and work in the world can help change things, and that's what it's all about. Put your anger behind something and do something creative and positive with it. So Rudy Valdez, kudos to you for helping your sister get out of prison and showing the world what she went through, what her family went through, and how many other families are going through similar situations every single day. Not good. Not good at all. Freddie on Twitter, similar thing, says what you're talking about with that movie, it's outrageous, the injustice, unbelievable, considering we have a criminal in the White House. Ouch. I don't want to go there today, but you're right. We'll talk more about the Trump family values on another show. But in the meantime, let's sashay back to my family and my family's values. We had a great day this past Saturday celebrating my nephew Noah's bar mitzvah, and my mom, wherever she is, failing big time. He did such a wonderful job, and we had a great party to celebrate. And I know she'd be honored to be there. And we missed her big time, but she was with us in our hearts for sure, and she always will be. I don't know if we would have gotten on the dance floor, though, as loud as it was. When your mama don't dance, and your daddy don't rock and roll, it doesn't tend to change as they get older. Here's Lock of the Messina for Katie at the Annabeth Arquisha.
Mama said, there'll be days like this, Mama said,
Mama said.
Show. That's the version Tim wanted. We found it for you. Because Randy penned the tune. Of course, 3 Dog Night had the big hit with it, so that's how these things sometimes go. Mama Said from the Shirelles. That one for Bindi and Simp. Thanks for chiming in, guys. And Your Mama Don't Dance. Yeah, Your Daddy's Still Not Rock and Rolling. Lagos Messina from the 70s for Katie. It is the Amy Beth Arquie Show. It's our It's Your Life Cookie Coffee Clatch edition today as we remember my mom, Susan Arkowitz, her wisdom, her kindness, and some of her favorite songs. Thanks for sharing it with us. As I said, she loved Nat King Cole, and this was the song that she and my dad celebrated as their song, her favorite version, When I Fall in Love, from Nat King Cole, remembering my mom on her birthday.
Love is ended, before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, that way too, is when I fall in love with you. The moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with.
On you. I'm going to tell your mother on you.
Oh,
Rise from Petula Clark, Don't Sleep in the Subway, and the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Forgotten 45, for Shelley. Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate it, of course. Nat King Cole with My Mom and Dad song, done her favorite way by her favorite artist, When I Fall in Love. Hey, thank you so much for spending some time with me as we celebrate my mom's spirit, her wisdom, her kindness, and some of her favorite songs, and yours too. Appreciate it. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, for getting it all going. And don't forget, you can connect on social media, friend me on Facebook, follow our producer Trudy Hart on Twitter at Radio Trudy, and follow me for the 24/7 conversation on Twitter at AB Writes. The Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, all these shows are archived for podcasts, so hitch a ride at the VTR site, on Mixcloud, on Stitcher, NetNow, iTunes, Push Play, TuneIn, with select editions too on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads trickle back to that website, amybetharkowitz.com. Don't forget, you can drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us, won't you? On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, I'm going to celebrate my mom home with a classic from Kenny Loggins. Take care. I love y'all.
Tell me why I gotta count on being gone.